This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A group of seven leaders have brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy to a seaside summit in England. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson opened the summit Friday, saying the coronavirus pandemic should not be allowed to leave a lasting scar on the world. The wealthy nation's leaders were all smiles as Johnson greeted them on the sand, but jostled with one another about who is doing most to help poorer nations fight back from the pandemic. The Wealthy Democracies Club is expected to commit to sharing at least 1 billion vaccine shots with struggling countries, including 500 million doses from the United States. Iraq's oil sector is rebounding after a catastrophic year triggered by the coronavirus pandemic, with key investment projects on the horizon. That's according to Iraq's oil minister Friday. But he also warned that an enduring bureaucratic culture of fear threatens to stand in the way. Oil Minister Hassan Abdul Jabbar Ismail told the Associated Press he can now focus on other priorities. In the interview, he offered a rare glimpse into the inner workings of the country's most significant ministry. Iraq's oil industry is responsible for 90% of state revenues. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday said that Russia's relations with the U.S. had deteriorated to their lowest point in recent years. In an excerpt of an exclusive interview with NBC due to air on full on Monday, Putin called former U.S. President Donald Trump a colorful individual and said he can work with the successor, Joe Biden. Trump was criticized for cozying up to Putin during his 4 years in office. As for Biden, Putin said the current U.S. president is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He has spent virtually his entire